Thousands of African students in Ukraine are desperate to leave in the wake of the Russian invasion of the country. Speaking to Times Live, second-year medical student at the Venetia National Medical University in Ukraine, Vukile Dlamini from Eswatini, is stranded in the city. According to Dlamini, the university had allowed students to leave for their home countries as warnings of the invasion had been circulating on WhatsApp groups and in the media, but unfortunately, many of them were unable to leave in time as matters had intensified and travel was stopped. Lamini explains how their plans to flee for Poland and Romania were cancelled due to the attacks in the city of Lviv.
Right now in Venetia, we had planned not so long ago that there was going to be a bus that was going to get us around 2 o'clock. So because they had attacked Lviv right now, and those in Lviv, the other Southern Africans in Lviv have communicated to us that, no, guys, don't come this side. It is very dangerous. So then all of that has been cancelled. Now they planned another bus to leave tomorrow, but then because some of the teachers are now saying that the borders are closed and everything, so we do not know if that bus will be available in the first place. So right now there's no transport. People in train stations, there's nothing there and whatnot. So basically we're just here right now to just see whenever an opportunity avails itself, then we could travel.
Lamini explains how they have been surviving with the basics since being on the move.
Got the non-perishable goods, and just today we had to go get the potassium iodine, I think, tablets because of the radiation. Yeah, because of the radiation, because they attacked the nuclear power plant. So then we just have been advised to add that to our emergency backpacks. Now, emergency backpacks, we just have our documents, of course, and the non-perishables, of course, and then probably like a pair of joggers and two tops to keep us going. And we are planning to go towards Poland or Romania. So obviously wearing our comfortable shoes and winter jackets because the temperatures are a bit low that side. So yes, that's what we have been doing.
Since the attacks, students have been moving day and night, sometimes on foot, between bomb-proof bunkers and other accommodation, such as university hostels and apartments. First-year student Mukadzai Makurira from Zimbabwe explains the drills they have to follow when warning sirens go off in the city.
So for here, since we're in the war zone, there are sirens, and each siren is based on how long it's sounding. So if it's a continuous one, that means probably it's a drill, which we're just practicing. But if it's like, how can I say? If it's stopping and then ringing again, yeah, that means it's the life thing now. We have to take precautions. We have to go to bunkers if you're like in the second, third, going up the floors. You have to go first floor. It's safe. It's safe there. If we have a bunker, we have to go underground.
Makurira, who has been in the Ukraine since last year, applauds his government for its efforts to try get them home safely.
First of all, I would really like to appreciate the efforts and the prayers. And we can see they're fighting. They're doing as much as possible for us to come back home safe. And all I'm asking is that give us hope. Just keep praying. Keep fueling the faith that we need, because at the end of the day, this war is not just about us. It's the war of the mind, the war of the heart. People, they don't want to hear the bad news that we lost somebody. So please keep us in your prayers. That's the most you can do, and keep comforting and checking up. Parents, do not panic.
Lamini shares how she is feeling amid the chaos.
If we panic, our parents will panic even more. So we're trying to stay calm and everything. You know, sometimes it is difficult because when the sirens go off and we see Ukrainians rushing downstairs with their bags, getting inside their cars, some are grabbing their children, some are even crying, they're even panicking. So sometimes it's kind of hard not to, but then we are doing our absolute best, you know, because when we stay calm, we'll be able to think more clearly and everything, because we've never experienced such a thing before. I mean, we live in the south of Africa. We've never experienced anything like missiles being thrown in the air, launched to civilians, and everything like that. So this is the first for us, of course. But then, as first times in this, we are getting through it.
This is an ongoing story. For Times Love Podcast, I'm Demi Buzo.